Please bow with me. Our precious and loving Lord, we come before Thee with gladness this evening as brethren to sing songs of praise to Your name, to offer this prayer, to approach the throne of grace, to look into Your Word and know that You are here to give us wisdom and understanding. Father, we're so thankful to Thee for the message of the gospel that we are reviewing and applying and trying to understand better, both to live it faithfully and to be able to teach it well to those who are in need like we have been and are. We thank You, Father, for the simplicity and the free gift that salvation is to us. Our Lord and Savior offered us the most precious thing we can have, eternal life, through Him to be with You. Lord, we are abundantly aware that it was not free to You, that it has cost You the most precious thing that You had, the Son of God. We thank You, Father, for His willingness to come and that You allowed Him to stand in our stead and receive the stripes that we deserved, that You saw to our salvation and our freedom from the bondage of sin through the beatings and the torment that He went through. We pray, Father, that as we come to a better understanding of these things, that we will be more closely drawn to You, that we will feel more indebted to You, to live faithfully, to do what is right and good, and to seek You first in all that we do. For You have put us first, giving us Jesus. We're thankful, Father, for Elijah to be able to help us teach the class and to move us through the passage as we seek to understand it. We thank You for all of the brethren here who regularly lead the Bible discussions that we have. And we pray that You would continue to bless our congregation with these good efforts and these abilities that we have to endeavor into Your Word together, that we might be strengthened, edified, ready to go out back out into the world from this safe haven and teach the truth of Your Word without fear, with great courage, to say what is right and true, for it is of necessity for a man to be saved. Father, we're mindful that there are those who can't be here tonight for health reasons, for hindrances in this world, things that get in our way. We know, Father, there are many who would like to be here and are just not able to on Wednesday evening. We pray, Father, that you'll give them strength and courage when they've missed the edification of sharing with one another, and that you'll bring them back with us again as soon as possible, that they can be lifted up and we can be encouraged to see them again. We're mindful, Father, of those in the world who are sick and on our minds as family and friends who we need to pray for but don't know all the names in this congregation, in this setting. Please be with those that we pray for regularly. Father, hear our prayer on their behalf, and mostly that your truth of your word will be shared. Father, please be with the message that we're about to hear, for the encouragement that it is intended to be. And we pray that you'd be with Elijah as he delivers that message as well, that we can be built up on our most holy faith, encouraged to respond, always ready to repent, and to do what is right and good in your sight when we have failed and need to make correction, or seek even simply the edification of our brethren to let us know of our weaknesses, our trials, our tribulations, so that we may pray for one another very specifically, lifting up our supplication unto you, which we do with great thanksgiving, that you are our God and hear us and seek our good in all things. Father, be with us now as we continue this worship hour, as we conclude it and leave this place, that we will always be driven to be faithful to you, that we will remember what has been said and done here, to be encouraged to live faithfully in our own lives out in the world. In the Lord Jesus' name we pray. Amen.
So I'm sure at some point in our lives, we've all felt alone, that there's no one here, no one there for us, that we have to do everything ourselves, and the struggles that we have on this earth apply solely to us. Most of people's roots in feeling depressed or sad or anxious is caused by the feeling of feeling alone. And this kind of loneliness can be very draining and very hard to overcome, but it can be overcome. And it also can be overcome even with ease if you have the comfort of being a child of God. Under His protection and guidance, we are never alone. God is always with us in all that we do and is able to help us in ways that no one on earth can. Let's turn with me to 1 Kings chapter 19. 1 Kings chapter 19. I'm going to read verses 9 through 18. And he came thither into a cave, he being Elijah, and lodged there. And behold, the word of the Lord came to him, and he said unto him, What doest thou here, Elijah? And he said, I have been very jealous for the Lord God of hosts, for the children of Israel have forsaken thy covenant, thrown down thine altars, and slain thy prophets with the sword. And I, even I only, am left, and they seek my life to take it away. And he said, Go forth, and stand upon the mount before the Lord. And behold, the Lord passed by, and a great and strong wind rent the mountains, and brake in pieces the rocks before the Lord. But the Lord was not in the wind. And after the wind was an earthquake, but the Lord was not in the earthquake. And after the earthquake, a fire, but the Lord was not in the fire. And after the fire, a still small voice. And it was so, when Elijah heard it, that he wrapped his face in his mantle and went out and stood in the entering in of the cave. And behold, there came a voice unto him and said, What doest thou here, Elijah? And he said, I have been very jealous for the Lord God of hosts, because the children of Israel have forsaken thy covenant, thrown down thine altars, and slain thy prophets with the sword, and I, even I alone, I only am left. And they seek my life to take it away. And the Lord said unto him, Go, return on thy way to the wilderness of Damascus. And when thou comest, anoint Hazael to be king over Syria. And Jehu the son of Nimshi shall thou anoint to be king over Israel. And Elisha the son of Shaphat of Abel-Meholah shalt thou anoint to be prophet in thy room. And it shall come to pass that him that escapeth the sword of Ahaziel shall Jehu slay, and him that escapeth the sword of Jehu shall Elisha slay. Yet I have left me 7,000 in Israel, all the knees which have not bowed unto Baal, and every mouth which hath not kissed him. One of the feelings you can experience when feeling alone is the hopelessness of whatever it is that you may be doing. For Elijah, he felt that the only he felt he was the only one left that still worshiped God in Israel and feared for his own life. He felt that this was it, that anything else he could try to do would be hopeless. But God came and reassured him. He showed the power at his disposal to Elijah through the wind, earthquake, and fire. But the Lord also showed him the care and compassion that he has for Elijah and for every one of us in the still small voice. From this account, one of the things I take is how we can come out of that loneliness. Sometimes we can come out of it seeing that we have the all-powerful on our side and that there's nothing to fear. This alone can be and should be assurance enough for us. But sometimes what you need is simply the quiet, small voice telling you that you're not alone and that your works are not in vain. Now, if you'll look at me, James chapter 1. James chapter 1. And I'll read verses 2 through 7 of James chapter 1. My brethren, count it all joy when you fall into diverse temptations, knowing this, that the trying of your faith worketh patience. But let patience have her perfect work, that ye may be perfect and entire, wanting nothing. If any of you lack wisdom, let him ask of God, that giveth to all men liberally, and upbraideth not, and it shall be given him. But let him ask in faith, nothing wavering. For he that wavereth is like a wave of the sea, driven with the wind and tossed. For let not that man think that he shall receive anything of the Lord. James gives wonderful assurance and advice to those under temptation and persecution at his time. But I believe it can be applied personally to us as well. This passage looks to be in two parts, so I have some points to make about the two halves. In verses 2 through 4, James talks on the temptations of the temptations being joyful because it helps us build our patience. But you also need to give in to the patience in order to come out perfect and entire, wanting nothing. Now, I believe this can be applied to what we're talking about tonight. The loneliness that we can feel and the low points that come with that can be overcome with patience. Give it time and you'll find some way out of it. The course will be run and you can come out on top and made better because of the experience. Now, in verses 5 through 7, James talks about the lacking of wisdom and how you might inquire for it. With God on our side, he's able to grant us whatever you might need. But notice how I said able to and not will. James talks in verse 7 how that even if God, which can give us anything, which he can, we have no right to ask anything of the Lord. We all have sinned, but through faith we may be able to inquire humbly for his aid, which is he's happy to give to us. Now, to apply this to loneliness, we can replace wisdom in verse 5 to almost anything. You could change it to, if any of you lack compassion, or if any of you lack companionship, let him ask of God. He can provide whatever we might need to succeed and prosper in the world. Loneliness can be a very blinding emotion. It will take away from other activities we do, interactions we have, and the relationships that we do have. It takes conscious effort to overcome. But as God's faithful, we have all kinds of love and companionship that needs only to be recognized and then utilized to be enjoyed. God's presence will enhance any relationship that we have as he spiritually binds us together in him. So from this lesson tonight, if nothing else, I want you to take away that you're not alone. All of us that are here are able to help you with what you need on this earth. And the easiest way to join in companionship and to become a part of something is to be baptized and join the body of Christ. If you're here and wish to be baptized tonight, we're able to help you with that. Or if you've already answered that call and need aid in maintaining your faith, remember that you don't have to do it alone. And we are ready to help you if you would come forward as we stand and sing.
When we walk with the Lord. read the text called Jesus having what is it called? But what they determined that is that her bowels didn't look that bad. And she did, they are not recommending surgery at this time. They can be treated with medication. And so they think the problems that she had were probably due to a virus or something. And so she was thrilled with the news that she's not going to have to go under for surgery. So appreciate your prayers on her behalf. And we pray that she'll find, you know, relief from the symptoms that she's had. But we spent the day here at the hospital and came up with that. I love that. And I don't see that your guys does not feel much like. And remember that in your prayers. Are there any other announcements you can make this time? If not, Lord willing, we'll all be back on Sunday morning. We look forward to seeing all of you again, and we'll be glad to close in prayer.
Let us pray. Dear Heavenly Father, we're thankful to you again that we can be here together with fellowship with one another to study your word and to learn of how we need to not be respecters of people, of other persons, but that in your eyes, dear Father, that we're all have equal opportunity and chance to, well, not chance, but equal opportunity to obey you and to realize our salvation is there because of your Son Jesus having died for our sins. We pray that you can be with us as we continue studying and learning your word. Help those that are ailing, and we're thankful for the good news for Randy's mother that she can still be treated carefully and have an easier life. We pray that the bad symptoms will go away, that she can have more comfort. Also, to be with Beth Kane to help her recover and feel better, and others like these that are among us that we know about, and those in the world that we don't know about, please continue helping them. Help guide our country, guide other countries too. As we've prayed before, please help things go well for those that are trying to be Christians, and help their strength to be gained by whatever problems that they have to overcome, and that they'll realize that you're with them. And it's through your Son Jesus again we pray these things. Amen.